Humans live to reveal the divine. Humans live to reveal the divine. We have only one choice in life, and that is to live what we believe about ourselves. Now, if we believe about ourselves that we are divine, then that's the most wonderful possibility for us to live. How can you live to reveal the divine? How can you live your life so nobly, so beautifully, so fantastically that you can reveal the divine? And what does it mean to reveal the divine? When you say you're going to reveal the divine, does that mean that you're going to reveal your happiness? You're going to reveal your joy? You're going to reveal your peace? You're going to reveal the allness that you are? What does it mean? Just what does it mean? And this is for each one of us to come to the decision of what does it mean. We can reveal our humanity that's kind of sticking out all over us, or we can reveal our divinity, and that's hidden within us. That's that secret place within us. When people come to you and they say, "You're a nice person. I enjoy your company," you are revealing your divinity to them, and that's why they enjoy you. That's why they like you. That's why they think that you're wonderful. But you don't always reveal your divinity. We don't always do that. Because so much of the time we are looking at the outer. So much of the time we're looking at the illusions that are around us. We look at life and we say, that's what it's all about. That's just all she writes. And there's nothing more. And then we have moments of quietude, moments of stillness, moments of peace. And as we listen in those moments of peace, we feel a bliss. We feel joy. We feel wonder. We say, oh, I wish I could feel this way all the time. Well, you can. You can feel that way all the time because you can live to reveal your bliss. You can live to reveal your purity. You can live to reveal your allness. You can live to reveal who you really are. And now, who are you? You're divine, really. Who are you? You're magical. Who are you? We have these children who uninhibitedly reach out and do things that are magical. And we say, how can they do that at such an early age? How can they do that when they've had no practice, they've had no training, they've had no learning in that particular area? How can they do that? Well, they listen to the best teacher in the universe, the teacher within themselves, the teacher that says, okay, this is how we want to do it. First, we have to outline our idea to ourselves. We say, I am whole and perfect. Now, that's a nice idea. And so you say, you're whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of your body is whole and perfect right now and always. And as you say that, then you say, now, this is what I choose to reveal of my divinity. Because that's my divinity, to be whole and perfect. That's my divinity, to be divine. That's my divinity, to be good in every possible way. Okay? Now, the thought comes to me, I'd like to build a better car. And I'm only 15 years old or 12 years old. I'd like to build a better car. Oh, I remember when I was 12 years old, I had an idea for a car. It was a beautiful rounded car. It was a beautiful van-like car with lots of room inside and beautifully directed toward the wind so that the wind would just flow over it smoothly and easily. And I had these thoughts and I drew pictures of it. And I thought how wonderful that would be. I didn't go into the details of how it would work in a wind tunnel, how it would be so efficient and so wonderful. I didn't go into what kind of an engine it had inside of it. I just knew that it had a simple, simple, simple engine inside that worked perfectly all the time. And just like the electric cars of today. But I drew that and I drew pictures of it, and I still have that picture in my mind. I didn't do anything with it. But other people came along, and they had that same idea, and they did something with it. Not complete as they would like to have done in the beginning, but they did it step by step, and somebody else took their steps and went further than that, and they did it until finally they had hovermobiles. They had hover cars. They had cars that went on the water. They had cars that drove on land and drove on soft tires so that they would pick up the bumps, and the shock absorbers and the tires would work together to give you a smooth, easy ride. Oh, how nice that is. Now, where are all these ideas coming from? How do these ideas come into our mind? How do these ideas come into our consciousness? How do we know about them? How do we have them? Humans live to reveal the divine. We live to reveal the divine within us. We live to reveal the divine that we are. And how do we live to reveal the divine that we are? By just flowing with it. By just going with it. By just saying to yourself, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. And no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the dream, no matter how outrageous or outlandish or unbelievable it is, if you have the concept of it, you can have the whole thing if you want by just letting go and letting the divine in you reveal itself in its fullness, in its wholeness, in its perfection. Because that's who you are. That's what you are. And that's why you are. Are you ready to do that? Are you ready to live that? Are you ready to be it? Well, then, if the idea comes to you, doodle with it. Play with it. Play with it. Pretend that it really works. Pretend that it functions beautifully. Pretend that it is wonderful. And pretend that, well, it's the most natural thing in the world. And just let it be revealed to you. Now, whether you are the manufacturer of that, whether you are the person who's going to carry it out in its fullness, whether you're going to be the dream fulfiller as well as the dreamer, that is up to you. How diligently do you follow through on your imagination? How diligently do you follow through on your dream? How diligent do you act toward the idea that this is something that I can reveal? The idea has come to me and I can reveal it. I let go and let the divine in me flow forth with the magic that's there. The magic that's always there, the magic that's always shining through in everything I do. Yes, I do that because it's fun to do. I do that because it's a joy to do. Humans live to reveal the divine. That's what I'm human for. I'm living to reveal the divine. I'm living to shine forth the divine in every magical way that it is there. If I have an idea, I live it. If I have a dream, I live it. If I have imagination, I shout it forth from the housetops. I don't care who hears it. If somebody else grabs my imagination and runs with it, or if I grab my imagination and run with it, it doesn't make any difference. The idea is to be revealed. The idea is to be fulfilled. The idea is to be done now. And it's to be done now because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And that's where I am all about. Say this for yourself. Live this for yourself. I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer to whatever it is that's a dream of your heart, to whatever it is, it's the imagination of your human concept flooding forth from your divine. No matter what it is, say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer, and it is revealed now through me. And I love it. I love it. I love it. just like I love you, I love you, I love you. See it done, claim it, enjoy it, because it's yours right this minute and forevermore. And so it is.